What's up, everybody?
What? You didn't say hi?
I'm not here today.
Why not?
I'm just not.
Oh, all right. Well, we got the whole crew here today. Lewis is here. I guess Summer's not here.
I'm here, but I'm not here.
Oh. Summer Breeze! And I'm here. The homie. What's going on, everyone? Yep, been a week since the last pod. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Nothing much has gone on, really. Just work, Lewis. Work.
Yeah, same thing, work.
Summer, working on the stew. That much closer, so hopefully, well, not the, nah, fuck. Maybe for the Thanksgiving episode, we can be on video.
Bet.
And I have a little surprise. Maybe we should dress up as pilgrims.
Pilgrims?
Yeah. Like the brown hat. And what do they even wear? Brown hat and like some bullshit clothes, like some weird coat.
Some weird coat?
Like old leather coats.
I think I'd rather dress up as a turkey.
For real?
You should come as a pumpkin pie.
Just do like crust and then brown inside.
Yeah.
Golly.
That was funny.
If you dress up as a turkey for real, like if you paint your face and maybe a beak, I'll be a pumpkin pie for real.
I'll look into it.
Yeah. Well, man, what you been up to, bro?
Just work, bro. We saw the Rangers win.
Oh yeah.
The World Series for the first time.
Dude. I haven't kept up this much this season, but towards the end when I found out they're going to the playoffs, you know, watched a little bit because Chuma really likes it. And they won on Wednesday, right?
They won, yeah, Wednesday.
So Wednesday, you know, well, I saw the game before on Tuesday. I was here at Summers. I watched it. And then Wednesday come along, and then me and my brother were working. He's like, bro, let's go to Texas Live. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I bet it's going to be fucking huge. So we're working, and it's like we got stuck on this job. So the game already started at 7.
Yeah.
And we're barely picking up Erica at 7:40. We dip back to Arlington, and it's now like 8:30. And we're like, fuck, we're missing the game. And if you don't know, they opened up all the parking lots for free.
You just go and park there for free?
Yeah, because you know how you usually pay? If you're super close to the stadiums. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They opened them for free.
But that's specifically for Texas Live, right?
No, that's for... I mean, you could probably park at the AT&T Stadium too, but since it is a little farther. But usually all the parking lots that they... You know, even the far ones that people charge like $20, those are all open for free.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, yeah, we should be there. And I guess we didn't really think about how big this was. Because when we get there, we go to the first parking lot right there next to Texas Live. And like, oh, yeah, we should find a spot. Nothing, bro. People are parked on, like, illegally parked areas.
Yeah.
We go to the next lot, empty. And we have to go into, like, those business centers, like, east.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally found because someone dipped. There were it's a shit, the business park. And someone was closing up. They left, and we took their spot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was packed, and now this is like 9:00. We walk into Texas Live, same fucking thing, bro. People are just standing in the halls, watching on any TV. Yeah. We go to the second floor, and we basically just saw where it started getting good when they first made that first point.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just waiting at the bar forever for drinks. The bartender, it was only one guy. And it was at the Choctaw Lounge up top.
Mm-hmm.
And it was packed, bro. So he wasn't stressing. You know, he was having a good time, but he was getting his ass beat.
Yeah.
And finally got some drinks. We all agreed, like, let's buy everything at once. So we bought, like, 3 beers each. Got, like, 2 rounds of shots right off the bat. Like, all right, let's enjoy the game now. We finished, you know, we saw it for the last.
Yeah.
Or it actually got good. It wasn't a snooze fest. And it got crazy in there, dude. It was... There's this guy that was, like, so hyped up. He's like, let's burn this bitch down. And people yelling. And It got loud in there. Mm-hmm. And then once they struck out the last guy to finish the game, boom, like confetti. People just started fucking cheering, jumping on tables and shit. It was fucking cool. We stayed for a bit, and they have this bar called PBR.
Yeah.
And I guess that's where the after party was. Mm-hmm. They have like they have two mechanical bulls. They have like four bars in there.
At Texas Live?
Yeah. On the north side of Texas Live, facing the stadium.
It's outside, right?
It has an outside part, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So it has an inside part and outside part. And then I think it's a two-story bar, too, because I think it was... Oh, no, it was just the one. Mm. But, yeah, everybody was... Every once in a while, you just hear, like, "Let's go, Rangers!" And people just, "Woo!" And then they'll start chanting, and it's like, bro, like, all right, they won. Like, it's been 40 minutes.
40 minutes? Yeah.
It was just, oh, man, people were fucked up, too. And then once that outside area opened... Boom, bro. People just start smoking weed. It was insanely loud in that area. Yeah. Because, you know, in that space between the Texas Live and the stadium.
Yeah.
There's like a patio.
Yeah.
With screens.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a balcony. And I was looking, but couldn't tell how it was, but it got loud. Mm. Got pretty reckless on the street. People were just going up and down that street doing burnouts, beeping. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean that was their first ever
championship.
So
I was looking into the team, and they first started off as like the Washington Warriors or some shit like that.
The fuck?
In like 78.
The Rangers?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then in 61 is when they got bought by whoever, and then they moved to Texas and became the Texas Rangers. Huh. So yeah, I mean 61 years, bro. And they finally won.
Did you know much about baseball? Like, if you were to watch it, would you, like, understand?
Yeah, I did. I mean, this ain't proving that I know, but as a kid, I did play baseball, like, the elementary shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew most rules, and then growing up, they have baseball games, at like, community games back home.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go and hang out and watch. So that's where I kind of... figured out like rules, like if you hit the ball and it fouls, that considers a strike.
Yeah.
But you can't strike out on that; you just get two.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why my brother was asking, because when they're playing, the guy hit the ball and it just fell; it went back, and he's like, "Why did it count as a strike?" And I mean, I don't know, but I know it just that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be struck out by that, so you can hit them, and as long as they're fouls and you keep hitting them, you won't be struck out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it was a pretty good game. We started shitting on him pretty hard. The second game scared, or not the second, but the game the day before that scared me, because they started coming back at the end, and that's when it went to like 11-7.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oof!" Did you watch it?
I don't have the channel for it because mm-hmm. I don't have an antenna, and mm-hmm. that's the only way to watch it, or with a streaming service, but I don't have it.
So, you should have told me. We got a website.
I went to the actual website for the MLB, and they give you like an hour
to watch
for free. And so I watched
the last hour.
Yeah.
Y'all really? Yeah. Damn, you got lucky.
Yeah. It was pretty good. I had never really watched baseball like that.
Yeah.
It never interested me. But
America's pastime.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It's pretty fucking boring, bro.
Yeah, it can be pretty boring.
Like, if there's no scores, like that majority of the game was just striking out.
Like, I think the third game ended like 3-1.
Yeah.
And all three were like in one inning.
So yeah.
The rest of the innings, it was just.
You just strike out and then move next one.
Yeah.
So when we were there, Chuma and Sapo were inside the stadium. Mm-hmm. And they had a watch party inside the stadium. He was telling me that they were $10 tickets and they sold 20K.
Damn.
So that was like 200K right there. And they were selling food and beer. So they probably made a shit ton that night.
Oh, yeah, they did. Damn. But yeah, where'd all the money go? You saw the parade. The parade was ass.
Dude, yes. I think, I don't know. I know that Toyota is a really big sponsor in like a lot of these stadiums.
Yeah.
So that's why they ain't, I mean, because what more would you expect? Would you expect floats or shit? Yeah,
that's what a parade is, yeah.
Okay, okay. Because that's what I was thinking too, but I was like.
And if Toyota wants, they can put their big ass logo on all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like, because, I mean, it was kind of given already that they were going to win.
Yeah.
But they only had a day, technically, to prepare. Because they win Wednesday. Thursday is when the Rangers travel back to Texas. Mm-hmm. So that gives, you know, the committee or whatever to figure out, like, fuck, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
They could have just had a Saturday.
They should have done it a day later, yeah.
Yeah, they could have had a Saturday.
Because, I mean, there ain't shit going on, right? I mean, Cowboys not playing today here, are they?
They're going to lose anyway. They're playing the Eagles at Philadelphia, I think.
See, so, yeah, they could have gave it another day.
Yeah.
But it's like, fuck, do you think they can make several floats in 2 days?
I don't know. I feel like they could have.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they probably do have big-ass teams of people that just...
Yeah.
Toyota trucks. They already have the trucks that can pull the floats.
Because I wonder how long the Mavericks had. I wonder how much time they had. Because they won theirs, and then they had a parade here, too. I don't know, like, if it was the next day or the next week or what.
I was about to say, do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing it, though? Like, was it more prepared?
There were floats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I know is because I saw a post, like, comparing the two.
Mm.
It was like, oh, this is when the Mavericks win and this is when the Rangers
win. It did look really whack.
They're just on the tundras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all they did, right? They just, how many, do you know how many times they went around? Or was it just once around?
They just went once.
Damn.
Yeah.
And it was packed, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean.
You went to the parade, didn't you?
No. We were at Boomer Jack's, like, right next door.
Oh, okay.
We had two jobs that morning, and we tried to make it in time, but the second one was kicking our ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we took longer. And then we're trying to go up through over there by the Arlington campus, University.
UTA?
Yeah. And if you know, over there they have that train track that crosses through the roads, and a fucking train was stopped. So we're like, fuck, we need... You know, this is not helping our situation. So we started cutting through alleys and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Finally found the bridge that went over. And I did like some weird U-turn thing and went around and got in. And yeah. Boomer Jacks was fucking packed. There's a table behind us that was just like, let's go Rangers! And everybody just, wah! They kept ordering shots. Like, they were getting shit-faced.
Yeah.
And it was a cool time. It was cool to see people just... Like, of course there was diehards,
mm-hmm.
but for the randoms that, you know, like us, that we were just like, oh, yeah, let's support.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was dumb packed watching all the helicopter footage. Traffic was fucking insane. Supposedly there was like, I don't know if, you know, the news exaggerates, but there was like probably 30 minutes before it started, supposed shooting and shit.
What? Really?
Off Abrams, yeah. Mm. I mean, it's probably some just popping in the air, and they thought, oh, they're shooting, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to kill somebody. But yeah, it was a good time. I mean, you know, let's go Rangers. Hopefully they win next year. But I know Chuma sent a leak that supposedly what's the name got caught with performance enhanced.
Oh, yeah, one of the Rangers players, right?
What's the name? Adalis?
Was it him?
I think it's what it said.
Oh.
I didn't look into the link, I didn't open it, but shit. I mean, they still have the trophy.
That guy's a badass.
He was.
Garcia?
But it's not like, you know, the Astros, they were known for cheating, right? They cheated and they still kept their trophy.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
So it's like, fuck it. Snoozy lose. Fuck. Did you see the play where I think it was when they had like a three people run in? It was a ground ball and it was going towards like midfield. And the guy went to go scoop and he missed
it. Yeah.
Dude, they kept showing him on the camera, bro. I was telling him, bro, he's going to kill himself tonight. Like, that is fucked up.
Yeah.
Even when he was in the pen, they kept showing him. He's just sad, just rubbing his face. He's like, oh.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
I bet. Man, they probably chewed his ass out. It looked like he bumped his hand with his leg.
Yeah.
When he went to and pushed it forward a little bit. And,
he missed it once. He didn't miss it twice, did he?
No, I think it was only once.
Okay.
Maybe someone else missed, but it wasn't that crazy of a play or to get 3 points like that or two or some shit. But poor guy, man. I hope. I mean, I don't think. Imagine it feels like a Philadelphia game because, you know, those Philly fans get fucking insane. Like, they probably would have rioted for him. Yep. My brother was telling me, he's like, oh, that'd be crazy if the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, too. I was like, nah, fuck no. Oh,
there you go. The Arlington, whatever the fuck, Renegades, I think.
Uh-huh. Who are they?
No, that sounds wrong. They're the XFL team.
Oh.
They won the championship this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Then
that's,
now we need the Cowboys.
Who runs that? Was it The Rock?
He runs, yeah, the actual, like, XFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so.
And they use the old stadium, right? The old Ranger Stadium for those games?
Or do yes. They,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
I kind of want to go to one.
To a football game?
To one of those, the XFL, XFL ones.
I know the rules are different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The rules are different.
Yeah. Maybe Mavericks, I mean... I don't know shit about the team right now, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit, maybe they can get on.
I've heard the Stars are good.
Yeah, I think they came pretty close last year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were. They were in the final, and they lost.
I want to go to that for sure. A hockey game.
You see that guy that got killed?
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
And it wasn't even like, I guess the story was like, he was like on a, because this was like more of a, like, smaller teams, maybe like, an XFL version.
Yeah.
But he was like on a big team before and maybe he stepped down or some shit, but he was playing in that. And that's what I was talking to some other day. Like, do you think that guy should be charged with murder?
I don't know. That video looks crazy because
yeah.
It looks like he like just fucking kicks him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because I know
people like, were saying that he was like falling and or like someone tripped him, but I don't know. To me, it looks like he just fucking stuck his leg out.
Yeah. I mean, because you know, you see the shoves they do.
Yeah.
Or they'll throw punches, but, like, his position was kind of crazy. For you to, like, dive and then, you know, somebody. I felt like, because they were saying, oh, yeah, sometimes they do kicks. So, maybe he was trying to aim for the chest or some shit.
Yeah, he was trying to kick the shit out of his chest. And
aimed a little too high, but fuck, bro, imagine. Because, I don't want to think about it, but, like, how sharp are those blades, right?
Yeah.
And they're long, so that cut was long.
Yeah, that cut has to have been deep.
And imagine if it was like a slit, like a paper cut type deal, and it's just, poor guy, bro. So, I wonder what they're going to rule it as, or maybe they have ruled it already, haven't looked into it. But
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'd like to say it was an accident. What would you think?
He probably didn't mean to, like, slit his throat. He probably didn't mean to kick him.
Right. But it's like, you know,
I think they are going to charge him.
Fuck.
Because that's... No, it's not manslaughter. I don't know what it is, but...
Right, it's on accident.
Yeah.
But, you know, as horrible as it is, I feel like it was just a straight-up accident.
Yeah, it's like if you were to get in a fight,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the dude you punch falls over, hits his head, and he dies.
Yeah.
Right? There's, like, a specific thing that they charge you with, because mm-hmm. you didn't mean to kill him, but you did kill him.
Yeah. Guess we'll find out. What's it called? You know who Bruce Willis is, right?
Yeah.
You know how he got, like, really sick?
No. Recently?
He's been getting really sick for a while now. He stepped away from acting and shit, but I just saw today that he's going, like, nonverbal now. Like, I guess he's losing those functions.
What?
Being, really? Like, able to talk and shit, yeah. What the fuck? So, I mean, I don't know what he has,
mm-hmm.
but, I mean, fuck, bro, that guy's a legend.
He's, what, in his 60s, maybe? 50s, 60s?
He might be in his 60s. Maybe, fuck, maybe older. It's crazy to see someone go out like that.
Does he come out in The Expendables?
Maybe the older one.
Oh, okay.
He's 68. What does he have? Frontotemporal dementia. Fuck.
The dementia's crazy.
Right? Because I think the way that you go is you end up just forgetting how to breathe, no?
I don't know. I don't think it's like that, but...
I think it is.
But I know at some point you, like, just don't remember anything. Like, your wife could walk in and...
Who's that? Who are you?
Who the fuck are you, yeah.
Or waking up, and you're like, wait, where the fuck am I? Mm-hmm. But... they can't really figure out what causes that, you know?
No, they can't.
It's just your brain just, like, short-circuiting or something, yeah, you know?
Something in your brain deteriorates or something. I don't know.
Imagine, bro. But, I mean, that's always, like, you don't get that as a young person, do you?
I don't know. I don't know. And I've kind of worried about it because my memory is really bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
But, like, short-term or long-term? Like, you remember what you did yesterday?
I feel like both. Yeah, but the day before, maybe. Probably.
I feel like, to me, I do that a lot. But it's because I'm on the spot, like on the pod, and I try to remember like what I did, and I'm like, fuck, I can't remember.
Oh, when you're in, yeah.
But that's on the spot,
yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way too.
So, I mean, I don't remember a lot of shit when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you ate Monday?
Monday. Let's see. What'd I do on Monday? Monday. I had Buc-ee's that morning. That's when we went to St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude, that was the closest I've ever been to her. She was there that day. Ooh, to Sexy Red. Red. She was there on Tuesday for her concert there.
Oh, really?
And I was like, damn, I'm only roughly an hour away from you.
That's the second time you've been to St. Louis, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go get Mike's bike. Been doing that YouTube stuff, and it's been pretty fun.
Is that Can-Am that he pimped out, the one that we took to Arkansas?
Yeah, that's the one that we rode.
That's that same one?
Yeah.
Damn, he's really...
Yeah, it's a razor.
He put a lot of work into it.
Everybody thinks it's a Can-Am. I don't really see the similarities, but... I mean, kind of, but yeah. It came out pretty crazy.
Yeah. I saw him post those wheels on his story when they were, like, inside his house.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were for his truck.
Right?
And he puts them on the razor.
I remember his homeboy came over. He's like, what the fuck? What are these for? And then he's like, oh, it's for the razor. He's like, what? So he's just being a hot boy. He needs to get his life together so he can make that bitch street legal. Because he wants to drive it. Call. Hello?
It's an interesting ringtone.
Anybody want anything from Jack?
No.
Summer? No. No, we're good, bro. I've never been to Williams Chicken.
It is good.
Lewis is good.
Fries or gas.
That's what he said, yeah. All right. Okay. Bye. Yeah, man. But,
Oh, yeah, and that Jack in the Box sucks, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the one that's right here on 30, on the other side of 35. Well, I forget that you grew up right here.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, I'm like right across the freeway.
Damn.
I don't know if it sucks now, but... God, when I live with my parents, that place.
The one off 30 and Jefferson?
30 and Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Or no, Loop 12 and Jefferson, my bad.
12 and Jefferson? Okay.
When I live over there by Grand Prairie,
mm-hmm.
That one was fucking... One time it fucked me up bad, dude. I got a chicken sandwich, and I don't know what kind of lettuce they gave me, but it was gross. Like, oh, how can I explain it? It wasn't lettuce, you know what I mean? It was like plastic. It was insane in my mouth, and I ended up going to the restroom like shortly after, like fucking dying.
Damn.
Supposedly they opened up another Brazilian steakhouse right here by Six Flags. Over there by on the border.
Really?
I'm gonna have to check it out one day.
They opened up a Fogo de Chao by where my new office is.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, so you got a whole, like, you're not at that same building no more?
No. Oh, we moved. I don't know if I told you, but that company got sold.
What?
Our company got sold out.
By who?
By a bigger company.
Damn.
And, they made us move into their offices Friday.
Damn, so where do you go now?
It's in Coppell. It's like 5 minutes from where we were.
Coppell? That's how you say it?
Yeah, that's how you say it. Isn't it? Coppell?
I always heard... Fuck, now how do I say it? Coppell? I think Coppell? I say
Well, I say Capel at work, and they're like, "You mean Capel?"
Really?
And so I just assumed.
Fucking nerds.
Capel. Yeah, I don't know.
Capel.
Coppel, that place.
Coppel.
Right there. Yeah.
So is it slightly closer?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. I wish it was closer. I hate my fucking commute. Fucking far.
What is it? 30, 40 minutes? No. An hour? Really? Yeah, it's an hour to both get, in the morning
to
too?
Get to work and on the way back. On the way back, sometimes it's worse.
Yeah, prime time traffic. Yeah. Ah, fuck that, dude.
2 hours of driving every day. I hate driving, by the way.
Really?
I'm pretty sure you guys. Yeah, I don't like driving.
Huh.
If I have to do it, I'll do it. Like, I don't mind it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you don't like.
No, okay. What I hate is stop and go traffic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I hate.
But, like, if it's a Sunday morning, you're just driving to Fort Worth, chilling.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But, like, sometimes I'll even look on the map and it'll be like 55 minutes if you go the way you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an hour and 10 if you fucking go down George Bush and then get on 30. But there's no stop and go, so I'll just do that. I'd rather do that than.
You'd rather pay.
I'd rather do that than. And spend 10 more minutes actually driving.
Yeah. Than that shit is fucking annoying, bro.
I hate it, yeah.
Especially in, like, remember the days when I didn't have AC? I honestly don't. Yeah. I can't remember how I did it because I had that car for, like, 3 years like that.
Mm-hmm.
Until I finally upgraded, but I was like, fuck, dude, I was really just suffering. Especially, like, when I'd leave out, when I was working at Atlas, over there in fucking, over there by South Lake,
mm-hmm.
then coming all the way back to Mike's house, 635 was a bitch.
You guys will see accidents every day on that damn freeway.
Dude, that. Oh, have you seen it now? Have you gone on that east side of 635?
No.
Dude, it is a mess with all the construction.
Oh, really?
It is fucking horrible. They have this one little bit where it's just a hard right and then it goes back to a left because there's like building pillars.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd be seeing semis just fucking wreck it hard, bro. And it's like, fuck, are you guys going to flip? Or because, you know, the lanes are small
mm-hmm.
and people aren't always paying attention. Like, that blows my mind, too. People deadass on their phones, like, 100% of the time. Like, how? What are you even doing? Like, you have to.
I remember I saw this video of this really bad accident where this car hit some other car, and he, like, spun out in the middle of the freeway. It's nighttime, but his lights are on.
Mm-hmm.
And cars, like, just deadass ran straight into him.
Fuck.
And it's like, dude, like, do you not see
yeah,
them?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's the same thing. They're probably on their fucking phones. All it takes is 2 seconds for you to look down on your phone. You look back up and there's a fucking car right in front of you.
Yeah, especially at night, dude. Those accidents get horrible.
Yeah.
Shit, there was some the other day. Some fucking semi caught on fire. Watching those those car crash compilations. Man, what a weird city we live in.
I saw a video last night that in Houston, the cops were chasing this 18-wheeler,
mm-hmm.
and he was like,
he was going like this, right?
Yeah, the fucking,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
He was like in the HOV.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, whatever happened, did you see the rest?
I don't know, but then I saw a different video where he got onto the freeway going, like, against traffic.
What the fuck?
So he got on.
The opposing lanes?
Yeah, the opposing lanes. And the cops were still chasing him.
Damn. Did you? I mean, that's crazy.
I don't know what you do in that situation because, like, if it was a truck, at some point the cops are going to try to, like.
Yeah, pit maneuver you.
Yes, pit maneuver them.
But you can't really do that to a semi. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I wonder how they got that guy stopped because, I mean.
I wonder if it's just, like, just follow him until the fucker crashes
or
it runs out of gas.
That's the shitty part. Like, so. A couple days ago, there was a guy in Deep Ellum in, like, a Silverado. He was at a light,
mm-hmm.
and it was late. And I guess he passed out at the light. And the guy that was recording was trying to stop him. He's like, the caption was like, trying to, you know, get him awake before the cops show up. And he said that he was sitting at that light for, like, over 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No, damn, sorry. And he was just banging on the window, trying to get him to wake up. And the guy wouldn't wake up, and I guess eventually he let off the brake, and he just started rolling, bro. And cops showed up. Well, the only thing that showed up was the fire truck.
Mm.
Fire truck is just following him, and he's going like 5 miles an hour just straight in Deep Ellum.
Mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't stop him, bro. Like he was slow enough where people were just walking next to him, like, hey, hey, hey. Yeah. And the fire truck is just blasting its horn, not even doing anything, just blasting its horn. And he finally kind of just merged right and boom, hit a navigator. So I feel like. What's up? Yeah, we're doing the first one right now. Yeah, let me just come back in. So he finally stops. He fucking. Firefighter trucks finally gets around him and they all get out and they finally get him out. Mm-hmm. But I guess he was like hammered. Yeah. He got out and he just started walking away. And he almost slipped away and yeah. They're like, hey, come back. And they grabbed him, they set him down. Like he couldn't even sit down, bro. I guess he was pretty mm-hmm. fucked up. Maybe celebrating the Rangers win. Who knows?
Probably.
But I feel like that's too insane for them to not do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because the fire truck's big. It's mm-hmm. heavy. It's sturdy. All they could have done.
In front of it, yeah.
Yeah, go around him, stop, boom. You're saving potentially someone else's life.
Yeah.
Because that guy that was in the Navigator, he was like an Uber driver or something. He was waiting on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of inched out. Like if he was fully into the curb, the truck would have missed him, but he was, you know, he was trying yeah. to get out. And, I mean, now that guy's fucked. You know what I mean? He has to go through insurance. He has to probably sue that guy.
Yeah.
And now that guy gets another charge
mm-hmm.
when it's like you could have stopped it and just arrested him. No accidents.
Yeah, I wonder what the protocol.
Pretty shitty protocol, honestly.
Yeah. You seen the video of the cop? He pit maneuvers a truck, but right before that, they're shooting at him.
Was it the white, like, Suburban type deal?
I don't know. But he was driving and he's like, The thing is, like, recording him, and you can see, like, the fucking holes in the windshield.
Yeah.
But he's all calm. He's like, oh, they're shooting at me. And he, like, tries to pit maneuver him, and they're still shooting at him.
What the fuck?
And, yeah, he's, like, calm as can be. He eventually got him.
They eventually blasted him?
No.
Oh, they ended up stopping him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But he was so calm about it. Like, God.
I'd be scared.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
You ain't fucking shot at.
You. It all takes one to hit you, and you can fucking die.
Like, I know cops probably can't shoot back in that situation, right?
Wait, the cops weren't shooting at him?
No, I've never seen a cop shoot at...
No, like, in that video, like, the cops like were shooting at him?
Drive-by.
Or no, someone no. else?
No, the car was yeah. shooting the cop.
Oh!
Yeah, and the oh my cop God. Was, like, trying to...
Yeah, stop him, yeah. maneuver him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. People do some crazy shit.
I went to my grandparents' house and I parked like on the street and there was this shit like broken down, fucked up car driving very slowly and he was hitting everybody.
Oh,
he hit a car. He hit this one. He was so close to hitting mine and there was people chasing him in cars and running on foot.
Yeah.
Eventually he hit a truck and he couldn't move anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck? So we got out and we went to go follow the crowd. And apparently the guy was drunk as fuck. He hit someone and he tried to drive away.
Mm-hmm.
And then him trying to drive away, he just kept hitting other cars.
Just fucking ping-ponging.
So the crowd just kept like getting bigger, trying to chase his ass. They probably beat his ass. Because they dragged him out of the car.
Yeah.
I saw it from afar. They like dragged him out of the car and damn, yeah.
When was this?
That's like 2 years ago.
Damn, that's crazy. I had never seen anything like that. I've seen road rage.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, you know, cars just swerving, acting like they're going to hit you, but they yeah. don't, you know.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anybody get out and like, what's up, you know. Those videos are crazy. Uh-huh. People get out and pull guns. And it's like, yeah. fuck, it's not that serious. I just yeah. cut you off.
Yeah, exactly.
Drive better. I don't know.
Drive better, yeah.
Sometimes they get all slow.
True.
You ever think about like how many accidents happen per day?
Fuckload.
Like I bet there's one right now.
I would want to know how many like just in Dallas
mm-hmm.
happen. I guarantee you it's at least one a day. It's probably way more than that.
And those are like fuck. That's what I was thinking too. Like cause so when was it? The day after Thursday? So, yeah, Thursday night, we pull up to do a job, and the guy's son or the guy's dad pulls up a little bit after, and he is hammered, bro. He is fucked up. Uh-huh. And like his daughters are all holding him, walking him to the house, and like, fuck, imagine if he was just out driving right now. Supposedly he was still celebrating the win, they said. I can just imagine, like today driving over here, mm-hmm. it's noon, you know? So people are out on brunch, mimosas, yeah. drinks. Imagine how many, like, to think there has to be, like, at least maybe 10 drunk drivers out right now.
It's probably 10 at any time of the day.
It's just so crazy to, like, I don't know, it's just always happening.
Also, like, people here just drive crazy to begin with.
Yeah. I remember I was coming this way, I think, and it was late, and I was on 183, and I was in the second to the right of the fast lane, and we're moving good. Like, I wasn't speeding, you know, I was just going 70, and you know, it's 70 right there, mm-hmm. and there's, like, this beat-up old Corolla in front of me, and I'm catching up to him, like, oh, fuck, well, there's traffic to my left, to my right. I was like, fuck, I'll slow down, start slowing down, and I kind of get on his ass, because he was going, like, 50, or she was going, like, 50.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, scoot over. Like, you could cause an accident.
Yeah.
And she brake checks me. Because I got close, and she brake checks me. Goes, whoa. And then she finally scoots over. And then I start speeding up, and I look over, and she's just looking at me out the window. Like, she put her head out the window like this. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do? I just honked at her and just dipped. I'm like,
did you brake check her? Man, that's what you should
have done. I know, I tried to cut her off, but I had so much momentum at that point that it was all far, so it didn't even really count. But I would, shit. I don't think I'd go as far as, like, because that's the thing. There's some people that if you brake check them, they're going to fucking hit you.
Fuck it.
And it's your fault.
That's the point of it. No, it's not your fault.
You don't think so?
Unless they have it on video.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's like,
yeah, they could just say me. That,
yeah, like, what the fuck? They just hit me.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I think I like getting brake checked because it wakes me up.
You drive around sleepy all the time or what?
Well, after work, yeah. Like, if I'm driving and I'm, like, a little woozy.
Yeah.
There's been a couple times where they don't brake check me, but I almost hit someone. Uh-huh. I almost hit someone, and that's what wakes me up.
I mean, it does.
Yeah.
I remember when I drive out of town, leaving, like, at 3 in the morning, I'd be fucking, I would be dozing off. Mm-hmm. And it would get so bad to the point where I kind of had to scare myself.
Yeah.
So I'd get so comfortable, and I start leaning over. And one time it happened bad where, oh, I think I almost went in the ditch. And I was like, boom. I was like, all right, now I'm awake. And I was chilling the whole way.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah.
Sometimes energy drinks don't even do anything.
No, those things don't do a damn thing.
But 5-hour energy, though?
I've never had 5-hour energy.
Bro, you should take one.
I don't know. I'm scared.
If just like the rhino pill.
I've never taken that either.
I know I took one once, and I was wired.
Really?
It really got me up. So
did you just feel antsy? Or?
I was anxious. I was sweating. I was shaking. And I was driving to Ulysses, mm-hmm. and it was late. So that's why I was, like, really tired. I was like, fuck, let me pop one. We're at in Childress. Or it was just me that day. That's why. And, I get on the road again, and it just started hitting me. And I was like, fuck, I'm ready. And I fucking just drove, just chilling. But I was like, it really fucks you up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do Monsters not do that for you then? I just like the taste of Monster.
It is good.
Same thing with Red Bull. I like
the taste of Red Bull. I had this, it's called a white pineapple mm-hmm. Monster. You should try that one. That one's white good.
Pineapple Monster.
But, Like I was doing Monsters, and it got to the point where it wasn't doing anything at that moment. Mm-hmm. So I think I was building a tolerance, maybe. So maybe if I had another one,
yeah.
But I was like, "Fuck, dude, that's a lot."
Yeah.
Because I was getting to a point where I was almost having one almost every day, at least one.
Yeah.
And I mean, it don't, you know.
No, it could be that you just built up a tolerance. If you're drinking it that often.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I need a tolerance break, but I'm on the road and I'm all fucking tired.
Some guy, yeah, I used to work with some guy that, and keep in mind, this is an office job. right?
Yeah, so you're chilling.
This guy says that he can't function unless he has two Red Bulls every day. And they're the big Red Bulls.
Golly.
So he show up to work, like, one already, like, halfway down. Fucking down the next one. And he said he was set. At an office job.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
The closest thing I had to an office job was when I was, like, a janitor at off of North Tollway. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you do get tired, bro, but it's because you're idling, you know? Yeah. You're sitting.
Yeah.
You get a little comfortable. You're just typing shit, maybe, and it's like, I see that, but I don't think you need to do a fucking monster.
No, you don't.
Like, is your job that demanding where you need to be, like, because I know you have to be precise with your measurements, but. You know?
No, I don't think so.
Like, are you a coffee guy? Like, oh, I can't do anything until I have my coffee.
That's what I don't want to be. That's why I don't drink coffee. Because I work with people like that.
Mm-hmm. They get in shit moods when they don't have it?
Oh, yeah, they're in shit moods. They get to the office and they act all sassy, like, oh, don't talk to me until I have my coffee.
Shut up.
Yeah. Like, shut
the fuck Go up. Drink some water, pussy. Yeah. That caffeine addiction is real, bro.
Yeah, it is.
I remember... I mean, this girl's probably just trying to amp it up, but she's a YouTuber, and her thing was a coffee every day and maybe one at night.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I need to break the cycle. So she stopped and, like, she was recording the whole process of throughout the weeks and shit.
Started smoking.
She was, like, losing her shit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, sometimes she'd wake up, like, dying, like, crazy anxiety, just can't do anything. It's like, fuck, bro. Has a grip on you that bad?
Yeah.
And I feel like coffee is more dangerous than an energy drink. Like them espressos and shit.
Oh, yeah. That's straight caffeine.
Yeah. That's why I like coffee, bro, but... Like, remember that one time I did the pod? I was on my shit right there. Remember that large one I had? When we were at
you
in the
and
basement?
You and Dan showed up a couple times with those big-ass Dutch Bros coffees.
They're good, bro, but... They were, like... I know towards the end of the pod, I'd be like a little jittery, start sweating.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's sometimes I'd come down and be like, oh, and I'd be like, if I ran a marathon or some shit, I'd be fucking tired. Yeah. And there's people that'd be like, oh, let me get another one.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a natural way, like cigarettes or something.
Well, they say apples do the same thing. That they're good to energize you.
In the really?
Morning? Yeah. That's what I've heard. But I haven't. I don't know.
What do? You just stuck it out all day? Just drink water? Splash some water on your
Cold
face?
Cold ass water. I fill up this Bucky's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Full of ice. And then I just fill it with water. Drink it. Damn. But then if I start feeling tired, I'll just walk around.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a couple laps.
Yeah. Or I mean, that's what I used to do. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
How different is this office? Because I saw you had your own room.
Well, these
now.
Are all offices. It's like... Over there, it was cubicles.
Mm-hmm.
Big open space with cubicles, and it was constantly loud. You could hear everybody talk. Now it's just, like, super quiet.
Especially if you close your door, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Is it just a long hallway, though? Just a long hallway and everybody's just a room?
Yeah, and then, well, there's two long hallways. Same thing on either side.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a crazy life to live. I don't know. You know, like, especially because you're just, you know, cooped up all day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, people would say they get really fucked up off of it.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Because, I mean, over there, like I said, I could just get up and walk around freely.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, like, turn around and I'd talk to my coworker about bullshit.
Yeah.
And now I can't do
it. Now you're just in your own thoughts.
Yeah.
Do you play music, like, in the low level?
In my AirPods.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I'm addicted to. I can't work without listening to something.
Really? Yeah, that's how I was too. Because, I mean, for me, it was more outdoorsy work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, fuck. The elements and shit, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And just being in your own thoughts sucks. Like, there's days where I'd forget my headphones and I'd be miserable.
Yeah.
But,
I feel like the day goes by longer.
Yeah. Because you're just thinking more.
I think that's why people don't like going to the gym without headphones.
Yeah.
Because that time just probably goes by so slow.
And they play music there, but it's whack.
Yeah, it's It's all that pop shit.
I need to get back into the gym, dude. Have you ever thought about, like, whacking it in the office?
In the office?
Yeah.
No.
You don't get randomly horny at work?
I feel like I do, but I don't.
You don't go to the restroom or anything? No.
No? Might have to try it.
No, I've never done that. No, I'll be vulnerable. I did once. When I was a janitor.
Oh, okay. You just went into one of the hotel rooms?
I had a really short... It was an office building. Mm-hmm. And I had a really short lunch. I think I was just trying to get my shit done. And I finished and I was, you know, I was just chilling. I get free access to everything. So I'm just walking around. And at the very top was an open office. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go clean it. I'm just walking around, chilling. And, you know, I was up there. I was in the zone, you know. I was like, fuck it. I ducked off into a little room, put up a video, and I just went back on my business.
Just raw?
Yeah. What, you use lube?
No.
When's the last time you whacked it?
Probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
And it's like, do you have like a little seance you do, or you just go at it? No, I just go at it. Because people always talk about like, oh, you do that raw or you don't use lube. And it's like, well, fuck, I don't just carry lube.
Well, I think some people use lotion.
Yeah.
I wonder if that makes your penis look nice, like after a while, because you're just lotioning it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can get on it too. I think you're muted. Is this mic muted? There you go.
Man.
What if you smash like the low sativa plants? No, not sativa.
Aloe.
Why did I say sativa?
Sativa. You're high, huh?
No. Yeah, the aloe vera plants. Because, you know, you just open them and you just make
it like, scrape it off and just.
Yeah.
You were talking about using like lotion or lube to mm-hmm. jerk it. What if that shit gets in your pee hole, though?
I mean,
like, are they cake in their hand? Are they. Or is it just like a little bit?
Some of them probably just squirt it directly on it and then just go at it. Oh,
God. Lotion's so messy, though.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Because then after you're done, it's like, fuck. I'm covered in lotion. Yeah. But and I just, don't want to rub it on my skin because it's meat juice.
Yeah. But it's your meat juice.
Yeah, but I don't want it on my forearms or my arms.
But it's like pheromones, isn't it?
Pheromones. Some girl just walks in...
Smells like dick in here. Smells dick everywhere. No, yeah, that was like the one.
So, time. How'd you guys get on this conversation? I walked in and you were. No, you said you ducked off into a room.
Because I was asking.
He asked if I had ever whacked it at work.
Oh yeah, all the time.
All the time. I work with you. What do you mean?
Well, not recently. Well, obviously.
While you're driving, he's just.
I know. I'm over here all just beating it off in the passenger seat.
He just turns towards the door.
Nah, you just said it. I think I've jerked off of every job I've had. It's like a thing for me.
It is like a little.
And then the first time I did it in Mexico, accomplishment. I was like, damn, I've done this in two countries now.
Yeah, Mexican jerk is crazy because.
International jerk.
Yeah.
International, yeah.
A Mexican jerk is crazy though because usually if it's, you know, we're traveling, so we got family around. And you just want to go and just go talk to your mom after you just fucking.
And you know, the restrooms are very not private over there.
Yeah. Just open.
Shout out to Tia Flora's restroom.
And just into a fucking pit in the ground.
Fuck. Is that where you shoot it down?
Oh, where else?
Yeah, I guess so.
Damn, I can't talk. A whack in the Sieta would be crazy.
Like up there? Up there, it'd be wild.
Like, oh, no, just over there with the grandparents.
Oh, just...
Because even then, that's more or less private. It's just...
Very less private. I wonder how they... I mean, obviously, being, like, 15, 16 years old and being up there, like, them growing up and shit, like, do they just, like, run into the forest real quick? Have a little cove? And
go find in the trees? A low plant?
An aloe plant? Golly. Or just get one of them big oranges?
Oh, just a toronja? That bitch out right there. Yeah.
There's a bunch of, you're walking through the forest or whatever, and there's just a bunch of oranges all cored out in the middle.
All cream. Just a daily basis for you.
Is that how they make cream soda? Orange cream soda.
No, yeah. Whacking it's crazy, bro. At work is crazy, but it's like, fuck, sometimes you just got to go.
Mm. Yeah, sometimes you're urging.
The demon is just needs to get out.
It's the devil tempting.
I always got to rub one out after like a heavy night of drinking.
Really?
It helps with the hangover.
Fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't? You've tried it? I haven't tried it.
But I don't think it helps.
Yeah, I don't know what it does. Like, it releases whatever fucking releases, like, it in your brain and your...
The dopamine?
I guess so. That probably brings down some of the hangover for me. Like, just wake up, run one out, go back to sleep for a little bit, and then wake up again, maybe do it again.
Oh, twice is maybe crazy.
Like two before noon type shit, and then I end up feeling better.
I'll have to try it.
I've done a double, but it's not worth it, honestly.
No?
There's been days where I'm just at home, no just one's home, chafing. And I'm fucking bored. That's all it is. I'm just bored. And I'm like, well, fuck, let's see what Twitter got. And if it's good enough, I mean, all right, I'm here.
Crazy.
It's the new way.
What's the most you've done in a day?
I'd say twice.
Twice? That's it?
I think I've gone like six.
I'm right there with you.
What?
Like six or seven.
I was like 18. I was still in high school.
Yeah, I had just moved out from
David's. So you're still at your parents?
Yeah, I was at my parents.
God, was guessing nobody was home?
Oh, no, they'd be there. I just locked the door.
Golly.
They're all cooking. You're all just
going at it.
And come back out and eat dinner.
Outside and just beating off.
Yeah, I think it was like six times.
No, 2008. Yeah, late 2008. Yeah. When I moved to Liberal, I had my first apartment. Saturday or like a Sunday off, and I just closed all the curtains, locked all the doors.
You had to bless the house.
And I'm just like, I'm just gonna chill here all day and see how I'm, you know. And you could reproduce that many times. It's crazy.
I feel like six would hurt.
Well, not like back to back. I mean,
hours. Yeah, but fuck, still
like one every hour or something like that.
No, I think I did like three back to back.
Really? Yeah. Dude, after I'm done, I am dying. I'm just like,
yeah, that post nut clarity. You're like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
You just walk like, off.
Filthy. And then especially after the second one, I'm like, all right, what am I doing?
You do feel like shit afterwards, yeah. I wonder why that is.
Post nut.
Because it's nothing bad. Like, you're not doing anything bad.
Yeah.
Maybe just the way they've made us think about it, how just jerking it is bad in general.
You think it takes a lot of energy out of you?
Me, yeah.
Like, it takes your energy jerking off?
I've heard people say that.
They're like, oh, I quit jerking off. I have so much energy now.
No, I don't think so.
I can't jerk and go to the gym type shit, you know?
I'm like, just saying, am I pretty tired. Tired because of that? Damn.
I don't think so. But, I mean, I don't know. Because that's the one big thing those people always say.
Is Summer going to get in on this? How many times you finger blasted in a day? Nah, I knew one chick that she was all about that, dude. She was
toys and shit.
No, not like that, but she'd be fucking shit. Oh yeah, one time in like high school, go to the restroom, just finger blast one out right quick. I'm like, bro, that's crazy. Finger blasting is crazy.
In school is crazy.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do it at school?
No.
I didn't.
No, I don't think I did.
I think I probably have. I just can't remember.
Our restrooms were shitty.
Well, we didn't have cell phones when I was in school.
Well, you guys didn't have stall doors, did you?
Yeah, a lot of the restrooms didn't have stall doors.
Oh, you just walk in on them.
Well, he's shitting in there, and they walk in. I'm just fucking going crazy. I'm like, oh, he's fucking jacking off.
I'm plunging the toilet. Golly.
No, I did do one in middle school.
God, middle school's crazy.
It was before lunch, and I was in the new wing, and you know, you can ask to go to the restroom, and this was prime time because it was like there's no one in the halls because you know the stalls are open. I was like, I gotta go real quick. So I went in, I was chilling, I was like, should I not, should I? And I just went straight off memory, bro, and just Imagine that shit. Memories. Yeah. Golly. Well, you know, they'd lock up our phones. God. I was just in and out.
Walk what back. The hell were you thinking about if you're in middle school?
Fuck, I was already on the Pornhub.
Y'all salivating over there?
He's all, he's all thinking about it. He's memorizing.
The good old days?
Back before Pornhub went to shit.
Nah, yeah. I want to say... That was prime.
Even whenever I lived here for my first year, I still had a junk-ass Metro PCS phone, and I had to look at pictures, dog.
A slideshow like, is crazy.
On XNXX or something like that. Yeah, I don't think I had my actual first iPhone until, like, 21 or some shit, dude.
Yeah, I remember getting on that website, too, on my mom's phone.
Gosh, she just types in, like, Xavier or something, and it's just like XNXX.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Just, like, if you're deep in
the... Memory jerk is crazy.
Memory jerk is crazy, but if you're on a Pornhub and, you're deep into the scrolling, like you're on page 1,000 or some shit.
Golly. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, you got to be super picky.
You know how it's like that. 1 yeah. through 10, and then you just keep clicking 10, 20, 31, and you just keep going, go all the way?
Yeah, because I'd do individual slides at the beginning. I'd go like 1 through 5,
mm-hmm.
and the shit wasn't there. Like on the bar, it's like 1 through 5, and then it gives you a random number.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like 100 and some. I was like, fuck, I'll go there. Nothing.
Very dark place.
And just keep going deeper and deeper. And it's like, there's points where I was like, man, fuck, this ain't going to do it anymore. Or sometimes I'd be like, oh, this will do, you know? Sometimes you just get picky, bro. You just got to.
Yeah. I don't think I was ever that picky.
No?
I don't think I would ever go that deep. It'd be like first two pages. If there's nothing there, I'd close that shit.
No, jerking on the laptop is crazy. On a whole desktop?
Damn, on the laptop. I would never do it because I would always be scared that the camera was recording.
Do it all the time.
I'd be like, dude, someone's going to blackmail me and, like, record this.
Whenever Jesse got us our first computer down in the basement, I'd be down there, dude. I'd be doing that shit. And then mom's like, hey, food's ready. I'm like, okay, mom, okay. And then that was whenever we had to download on LimeWire, dude.
Golly, so, porn on LimeWire?
Yeah.
I only know LimeWire for music.
No, I'd get on there and I'd type in whatever. And then I found David's like whole like
portfolio.
Save. Yeah, portfolio. And he was into BJ's bad. It was crazy.
No, I can't do that. It has to be.
You don't like BJ's?
There has to be whole.
BJ yeah. videos? That's crazy.
Just you don't?
Looking at or some you do? Other dude getting topped off is wild.
Yeah, but you're like pretending that it's you.
Nah, I'm pretty aware that's his cock, not mine.
Yeah. Especially if it's huge.
You don't find one?
I'm just
like,
envious.
Looks like yours, and they're like, oh, yeah.
I usually skip past the BJs in the videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, if it's a 10-minute video, you have to skip to, like, the last five.
Yeah.
Maybe three, because it's a bunch of setup, and we don't need all that shit. It ain't a movie.
Hey, stepdad. Yeah. That type of shit.
We don't need a damn plot.
When did that stepdad, stepsister shit start blowing up?
I think that's a big fantasy for a long fucking time, dude.
Cause it got crazier during COVID.
That's like the most popular
thing
to, it's like in this country that people watch.
I think necessarily just, way back in the day, the incest shit was crazy way back in the day. Just because there was not that many people back then.
Yeah.
So if you grow up and your sister's kind of a baddie, you know what I mean? You have to pipe her down better than some stranger, right?
Or an orange.
Yeah. Or a cucumber piping her down. I don't know.
No, so. Yeah. I remember seeing, like, it ramped up during COVID because everybody's at home.
Golly.
So a lot of the step shit started coming out again, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yep. Well, I think we're at our marker, so. Yeah. We have a last minute guest, but he will be in next week's episode as well that we're filming next week too. We're not doing it back to back. We're not just sitting here for another hour or anything.
The hell not.
Yeah, he just came to talk for 10 minutes.
I gotta come back.
Right. But guys. A little chiller pod today. I hope you guys are not whacking it, or maybe we got you ramped up and you made, you know, you gotta whack now.
I feel like if Omar keeps talking, people might just like pull that thing out, dude.
I feel like there are some people.
Omar's very, his voice are smoothing.
Golly. Smoothing.
So, yeah, smoothing.
Yeah, you know what? Give me a whack after this, guys.
In memory of Omar's voice.
Yeah. And
no videos, nothing. Just think of Omar's
voice. Go straight raw, straight memory, lights out, darkness, and just close your eyes. Yeah,
put your AirPods on, put that spatial shit on.
Yeah.
And just listen to this.
The, what are they called? Like the 4D audio? Yeah, but all right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Stu's almost done, so we will be back on video very soon. Hopefully, if all goes well, we'll have a nice banger Thanksgiving episode for you guys. But with that, anybody got else to say? Anything to plug? Good.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
I think I could probably have like one piece.
Would you bring it to a Thanksgiving dinner?
I feel like Thanksgiving without at least one pumpkin pie, it'd be weird.
Thank God.
It'd be strange.
See? Mm. They do pecan pie.
It's like pumpkin spice lattes. Like, I haven't had one in years, but every year I'm like, I need to try that shit.
The seasonal thing, you know?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You should try it this year. One slice, a thin one.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
With some whipped cream.
Like the whipped cream on it?
Yeah.
I fuck with that. Like I said, one piece and I'm out.
Yeah, you're chilling. You don't need to eat the whole pie.
All right, I'll try it.
Yeah. That's why it's only one pie, because one's enough. One slice is enough.
Yeah, there's like 20 people there enough for like 20 skinny pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, all right, guys. Let us know, because Thanksgiving is coming. We'll put a poll up of who likes pumpkin pie. But with that, I think that's it. Everybody say bye.
See you guys next week.
Later.